Good afternoon, and welcome to Let's Get It. This is your host, Alaric Anderson. So glad to be back with you on this glorious Monday, August 3rd, 2020. Man, this year is getting out of here. Praying for everybody. Make sure everybody is doing well. We got a lot of sports to talk about on today, especially what's going on in the NBA. If you're new to the broadcast, thank you for listening for the first time. Remember, you can listen to us on any platform that podcasts are available. We are so excited about being back with you all. Last week was our debut coming back after the COVID pandemic and getting back on. So we're just excited about being with you. Also, if you are a music lover and into music, be sure to listen to my new show In the Studio, In the THA Studio, where we'll be talking about music, theater, and things of that nature. Our very first show was last week. We kind of took a deviation from our normal format to talk about COVID-19 and its effects and getting kids back in school and that kind of thing, more of a local flavor for the show. But going forward, we will be talking about a bunch of things as it relates to music and theater. Our show next week, we're going to be talking about some of the new music coming out by some of the new artists and some of our favorite artists and some new stuff that's coming out on Netflix, things of that nature. So be looking for that show In the Studio with Alaric Anderson. But back to what we talk about most in this realm is sports, and we're so glad to be back talking to you. Look, a lot's going on. We look in the real quick touch on what's going on as far as leagues coming back to playing. We see that baseball came out of the gates firing, and now baseball is grinding to a halt. Over the last 5 or 6 days, we've had several teams that had major outbreaks. It started off with the Florida Marlins, and the Florida Marlins had to cancel their series, their home opening series. It affected the Phillies and the Yankees series. And then the St. Louis Cardinals and the Milwaukee Brewers series were affected because several St. Louis Cardinals are now found to be positive for COVID-19. They have not released the names of those players, but it has brought the baseball world to a halt. They're not quite sure what they're going to do. Rob Manfred came out a few days ago and said that he wasn't a quitter and that baseball was going to continue to play, but they are running into some problems. They're running out of players. So baseball is at a crossroads right now. You know, we talked about it on the last show. Baseball had an same opportunity that the NBA had to do their format in a bubble format. They chose not to do it for several different reasons. It's not really on the players only. It's across the board. The owners wanted to make sure they can get some of that revenue back from thinking that they were going to be able to have fans in the stands, and the players didn't really want to do the quarantining, so to speak, that it takes to do a bubble. So baseball is here at this point. We'll be praying for all those people who have contracted the COVID-19 virus. Hope baseball can figure this out, finish the season. It would look like it was going to be a great season. They had added playoff teams. It was really going to be a 60-game sprint. But baseball, as we're going to air with this show, is having to make some major decisions about the rest of the season. The NHL has started their playoff format without a hitch so far. The NFL started opening camps last week, and several players have opted out of the season, including, I believe, the New England Patriots have 9 players who have opted out. It's going pretty much across the board. It doesn't really have anything to do with cities. It doesn't have anything to do particular with positions. It is one of those things that the NFL is giving players an opportunity to opt out of this season. The deadline was supposed to be later this week, and that at the time that we came to air, the NFL was negotiating to move that opt out date up to tomorrow or Wednesday, Tuesday or Wednesday. Just breaking last night, the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson, contracted COVID-19, let his team know And so he is the second NFL coach who contracted COVID-19. Remember, very early in the pandemic, Sean Payton, the coach of the New Orleans Saints, also tested positive for COVID-19. So it's going to be an interesting next couple of weeks as it relates to the NFL. If you've been keeping up or not keeping up, kind of, because a lot of other things going on other than sports. The NFL decided not to have any preseason games this year, not to do any preseason games. They have kept their opening night where it is, which is the first Thursday, I believe, of September. However, they're going to have to make some decisions also to actually even start the season. Same thing with college football. We see that several conferences are going to a conference-only schedule. The ACC announced that they were doing a conference-only schedule, including Notre Dame in college football. The Southeastern Conference, the SEC, has decided that they're going to do a 10-game in-conference schedule starting in late September. The Pac-12 is having some issues negotiating their number of games because their players have decided to come together, and that's a great thing. The players have decided to come together, and they have decided if they're going to be asked to play that they want some things to change in the structure of the Pac-12 and greater in college football. So we're monitoring that story. So in football and baseball, they have they're running into some roadblocks to get back to sports. In the high school realm in my area, have two different scenarios going on in the state of Missouri. There are some schools that have decided to go virtual education, and the Activities Association, High School Activities Association here in the state of Missouri, has deemed that if you don't have in-person classes, then you can't have participation in fall sports. You remember Missouri is also the high school activities association that was last to cancel their basketball tournaments back in March, when all the other major conferences, major sports were conferences that they're canceling their conference tournaments and their state tournaments. Missouri was the last to do that. State of Illinois is also having some issues with their high school sports, with a lot of their teams going virtual. A lot of their schools going virtual. So they decided to have their football season in the spring. They will be starting mid to late February and playing into the spring with their high school football season. So it's going to be really interesting next couple of weeks to see what happens as it relates to professional sports as well as high school sports. So we'll be thinking and though keeping those schools and those teams and those administrators all in our prayers and all in our thoughts as we go forward. But man, look here. The NBA is back and they are playing some ball. They came back last week, last Thursday. They came out of the gates with some great games, with the Lakers playing against the Clippers and the Utah Jazz playing against the New Orleans Pelicans. That Lakers-Clippers game was a really great game. Came down to the wire, 103-101, the Lakers, with LeBron guarding both Paul George and Kawhi Leonard in the last sequence there. You had the Utah Jazz holding on against the New Orleans Pelicans in that Thursday game. Friday's game, they were all great, close games. Had a couple of overtime games. The NBA, with the exception of one or two games, has really come out of the gate playing some great basketball and giving the fans some really great games. It's really incredible watching this league coming together, making the decision to play in the bubble, doing everything it takes to have those games in the bubble. to broadcast those games in the bubble, doing a bunch of great stuff, 25 different camera angles. They're doing a lot of great things to bring this game to the world. And they've also treated us to some really, really, really great games. And so I'm excited as an NBA fan to see them playing and to see the players, with few exceptions, giving their best out there. Some of the teams that are on the back end of those conferences have not quite put their best foot forward, so to speak. And speaking about some of those teams, especially my view of the New Orleans Pelicans franchise, they're going to have some problems. If you've been watching the games and keeping up with what's going on with the league, the New Orleans Pelicans drafted first overall Zion Williamson. He missed quite a few games. He started off the summer league, and I was in, I was there to watch his debut. Came out, played well, hurt himself, didn't play anymore in the summer. Set out quite a few games. Set out quite a few games during the season. Season stops. They put out a bunch of stuff as they were getting closer to restarting the season, saying that Zion was in great shape and he was looking good and going to be able to get back into the swing of things. They get into the bubble, and then he leaves the bubble unexpectedly, returns. He looks like he's back out of shape, no longer in good shape. He's on a minutes restriction, and it's really looks like the team has decided we're going to just throw this one in, which is sad for some great players. Brandon Ingram is out there balling, looking really, really well. Lonzo Ball has regressed. Josh Hart is just a guy. Drew Holiday is still Drew Holiday. But the Zion Williamson experiment, it's looking more and more, and I hope I'm wrong, but it's looking more and more like another Greg Oden situation where he will never be healthy, and it would be a wasted draft pick. You know, they had an opportunity to draft RJ Barrett or draft Ja Morant. Of course, they went with Zion Williamson. He was the top of everybody's board, and if healthy, he is a man among boys. However, he has not been healthy, and he has some other off-the-court situations that's going on, not directly related to him, but I'm sure they're weighing on him, and he is just, this first season has just not been a good season. If you're looking objectively, now, if you're one of those people who are just a fan and it's, everything is beautiful, then, okay, yeah, this has been a great season. But he's played limited games. He is not even close to being in the running for Rookie of the Year. That's Ja Morant has run away with that. But, you know, that team is one of those teams that is not looking like they really came to the bubble to play. Sacramento, same thing. De'Aaron Fox is balling, but Sacramento is looking that like they're not really here to play. And, you know, you can understand that in this format, it's going to be very hard for teams to compete, especially teams like the Nets that's going in there with hurt with players not even coming to the bubble. Team like the Washington Wizards who are in there without Bradley Beal, no John Wall. You know, it's just a difficult thing for that team to be able to compete at a high level with teams that are fighting for playoff position. But with that said, there again has been some great play for some great teams, surprising teams. Houston is 2-0 in the bubble, surprisingly 2-0. They just played a great game against the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis, even though he scored 36 points and looked like a monster, he didn't quite make it over that hump. And I'm going to talk about in a few minutes the hump that I'm talking about, the elite hump. I think there are players who are great players, and then I believe there are players who are elite, and I can count those elite players on one hand. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But back to Houston looking good in the bubble. Dallas has lost two games in the bubble where they were leading by double digits. Dallas has a hard time closing. Luka Doncic looks really, really good. Porzingis looks good in the bubble. Trey Burke looked good in game one. He was held to under 10 points in game two. Seth Curry is looking like the weaker of the Curry brothers. He went to the line the other night against Houston, hit both free throws, and they can win. He missed them. We know what happened in that game. The game went to overtime, and Houston ended up winning that game in overtime. You know, so you have that, the Dallas team. Memphis is looking like a young team. I watched them do some really, really, really crazy stuff that they really like a young team with a young coach. They really could use a player like Andre Iguodala right now, doing a playoff push, but they are running into some issues. San Antonio is doing San Antonio things. They're still right there. Boston is looking good. They're 1-1 right now. The homeboy Jason Tatum came out the box with a really bad game one, cut that hair, came back, came out balling, going for 34 points yesterday. Yesterday's games were incredible. The Portland-Boston game was a great game. Portland came back in that game. Portland still looks like they're missing something. They've had to fight back in these games. They're missing that middle of that player that can come off the bench. And I know you can. I know they're getting some stuff from Gary Trent Jr., but they're missing a piece. I don't know quite what it is. That's keeping them from getting over the hump in the middle of those games and staying close and not having to play these rough games going down the stretch. Houston is getting away with playing small. Yesterday they got away with playing small because Giannis wanted to prove something, and he took some ill-advised threes. Chris Middleton didn't quite show up like he needed to show up. You got to be careful with that team. You know, the other day I was talking about Milwaukee, and I said Milwaukee could take it all because of their size. But in watching the game yesterday, I think Milwaukee still, they're missing something. They're missing a piece. Watching the Lakers the other night, play Toronto. Toronto has that piece. Toronto has that piece. People keep forgetting that Toronto Raptors are the returning, the defending NBA champion, and they have that piece. They're out there balling. Kyle Lowry giving them 33. I mean, it was a sight to behold. Toronto is a team to be dealt with. And so that's the kind of piece I'm talking about, a heart and soul type of piece that can really push that team to greatness. And just looking at some of the other teams, you look at the Memphis team, that's what they're missing. You look at, even looking at San Antonio, they're missing that piece right there. You know, Philadelphia, you really don't know what you're going to get with Philadelphia because it's a very volatile team. That team with Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, that mix is just not right. Even the Clippers, you look at the Clippers and you can see that there's some trouble in paradise. You know, Lou Williams, Lemon Pepper Lou Williams, Montrezl Harrell, those guys have still not played a game. Patrick Beverley is out there playing, but it looks like they're missing some cohesion. So it's going to be interesting going down the stretch. A lot of great games on tonight. You got Toronto and Miami. That's an early game. So if you are listening to it as soon as this broadcast go out, you'll be able to watch that game on NBA TV. You got Denver and OKC. Watch out for OKC. Chris Paul got those kids balling. Indiana's playing Washington. Memphis, New Orleans is going to be an interesting game. I think Memphis is going to lose this game. I think Memphis is going to mess around and not make it to the playoffs. I think they're going to fade. San Antonio, Philadelphia is going to be an interesting game. And then you got the Lakers against Utah. This is a must win for Utah. Utah is also floundering. Looking like it's going to be hard for that team to do anything in the playoffs. And I think that team is still reeling from the Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell issue. If you're not familiar with it, Rudy Gobert not only was the first player that we knew that contracted the COVID virus, but the day before he did it, he was in a press conference touching everybody's phones, touching all that, playing about the virus. And he's the reason why Donovan Mitchell was infected with the virus. And I think that that team has not recovered. And I don't think that team is going to recover. Also, Quinn Snyder is their head coach. Quinn Snyder is not a very good coach. He looks good. He talks the part. But I've watched him. I watched him coach my University of Missouri Tigers. And I watched the mess that they ended up being. And I see the same stuff happening with the Utah Jazz. Game on the radar that you need to be watching is tomorrow night on TNT, that Houston-Portland game. That's going to be an interesting game, because Portland has that size in the middle that Houston will be able to get away with the small ball, and they have to defend Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. They got to defend those cats. And I think it's going to be difficult tomorrow for Houston. Look, I'm not a Houston fan. I'm not a Houston hater. I'm not a Houston fan. But I'm going to tell you something. If Houston can find a way to beat Portland, Houston is a team to keep an eye on. So that's what's on tap for the NBA. Again, the NBA and the WNBA. I wish y'all could see me. I got my WNBA shirt on because I am a WNBA fan. I've been watching games, man. I watched the Phoenix Mercury yesterday with Diana Taurasi out there. All-time leading scorer in the WNBA. She just out there balling. Skylar Diggins-Smith out there balling. Brittany Griner out there doing her thing. They have another young lady on there who's scoring at will. Let me find her, because I want to give her props. That's one of the things with the WNBA that people who watch the game, give those women their respect that we give to the men's game. We find out who players are. We wear their jerseys. We pub them up on social media. Give the ladies their same due. Bria Hartley, I'm sorry. And of course she went to UConn. Look, if you look at the players in the league, I'm sorry, man. UConn is what would women's basketball be without University of Connecticut? Shout out to Gino Auriemma. I did not know that Bria Hartley also attended University of Connecticut. I mean, come on, man. UConn just it's Rebecca Lobo, Brianna Stewart. Come on, man. Look, it's crazy. It is crazy. All the players, and I'm not going to go down all the UConn players because there's too many to name, and I don't want to miss anybody. I want to give Bria Hartley her shout out because she's leading that team with Diana Taurasi, Skylar Diggins-Smith, with Brittany Griner. She is leading that team in scoring on that team coming off the bench. So I wanted to give her that love. So make sure that, you know, just as a side note, you need to be watching that WNBA, because that WNBA is giving us the business. There's some great games. I'm a LA Sparks fan from way back, back in the very early, the beginning days with Lisa Leslie, the Houston Comet franchise that no longer exists. Big Houston Comets franchise with all those great players, Cynthia Cooper, Tina Thompson, Cheryl Swoops. Come on, man! All those great Janet Arquette. All those great players from back in the day. I am a big WNBA fan, and I'm glad they're back. And they're playing in their bubble. They're playing down at the IMG Academy, and there's some great games going on down there. So I know I digressed a little bit because I wanted to stop and give some due to the WNBA, because they out there balling and doing some great things. But back to the NBA. Look, I was thinking the other day, And then I was watching the game yesterday, and I was watching the end of the game, and I was watching Giannis versus James Harden. And I watched James Harden take the challenge to go and defend Giannis. And I watched the end of the Lakers game against the Clippers, and I watched LeBron take the challenge at the end to defend Kawhi and Paul George at the end. And I was like, I'm looking at some elite players, and let me tell you who my elite players are. Now, here's my criteria for elite. My criteria for elite is you have the ball in your hand. Everybody on the floor knows that you're going to have the ball in your hand and take the shot, and you take the shot and you make the shot, or you take the challenge to defend the best player on the other team in crunch time. Or if you're one of the rare occasions, because there's only one guy that can do both, and maybe one or two that can do both right now in the NBA, you are an elite, elite player. And here are my top five elite players. No particular order. Here are my top five elite players. I have James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, LeBron James. Not necessarily in their order. I take LeBron and Kawhi and I put them in their own category, because LeBron and Kawhi will take the last shot and they will defend the last shot. You hear what I'm saying? LeBron and Kawhi will take the last shot, and they can also defend the last shot. Now, I know James did it last night, but there was no reason that James Harden was able to defend Giannis, other than Giannis was in his head trying to do too much. And that's going to be the issue with that team. Giannis is still young, and sometimes you got to do what you do. When Shaquille O'Neal was playing in the league, he didn't care that people said, all you do is dunk. Because what he said was, then stop me. Stop the dunk. And what Giannis is trying to do is go against the people that say, all you do is run at the basket and score. Look, as a baller, as a person who got to take his team on the shoulder, you do what it takes to win the game. And last night against the Houston Rockets, Giannis did not do what he needed to do to win the game. So he can't be in my top five. We didn't watch LeBron do it. We've watched LeBron do it right in the restart of the season. We've watched James Harden do it. Kawhi, we know Kawhi can do it. We've seen Kawhi do it. Kawhi was an MVP of the finals doing it against LeBron James. We've seen him do it. Look, you may say Steph don't play no defense, and Steph is, yeah, okay, you can say that, but everybody knows Steph is going to take the last shot, and you still can't stop Steph. I don't care how you guard him. Yeah, you say, what happened one time with Kyrie and all this other stuff. Look, he's made it more times than he's missed it. He's made it more times than he's missed it. He's got three rings. He has a back-to-back MVP, the only unanimous MVP, and the year that he won MVP, his team went 73-9. Elite, elite. So I put Steph right below LeBron and Kawhi. KD's the same type of player. KD, you can't stop KD, but KD got a little Giannis in him. because you watched in the series last year against the Los Angeles Clippers, they got in his head. Patrick Beverley got in his head, and you were able to guard him. He was able to guard him, even though, yeah, he said, you know who I am. I'm KD, but he was able to guard him. That's why he's in this list, but he is right at the bottom of the list because he can't be at the top of the list. You don't say, KD, go guard somebody. You don't tell Steph, go guard somebody. So they're there. If you're going to put them in order, they are 4 and 5. But LeBron, Kawhi, and James Harden are at the top of that list. Where's Russell Westbrook? Russell still, you offensively, you don't know what you're going to get with Russ. He's a high-volume shooter. You don't know what you're going to get with Russ. He still has those times where he gets in his head. Where's Giannis? I told you what the deal was with Giannis. Where's Anthony Davis? Anthony Davis ain't never done it. He ain't never done it, so we ain't talking about Anthony Davis. We talking about money time. He's never done it. Paul George has done it. I mean, Paul George has defended the best player and has taken the last shot. Paul George is one of those type of players. But it's that's rarefied air. And right now in that air is LeBron, Kawhi, James Harden, KD, and Steph Curry. They are elite, elite, elite players. You can at me. I don't care. We can talk about it. Look at the stats. Look at the games. Don't just be a stat hound, and I read stats, but look at the games. Look at how the games are played. Look, real talk, you could put Klay Thompson in there because Klay will take the last shot, and Klay will defend the last shot too. So you can put Klay. I put Klay over Giannis. I put Klay over Giannis. Now, some people say, well, you know, Klay is a shooter, not a scorer, whatever that means, but he can ball. He can ball out. And so I would put him in that top. He would be right there knocking on the door of those elite players. So going forward, man, we got this last push this week with the NBA for playoff seedings, and then the playoffs start, and it's going to be interesting to see. It will be interesting to see what happens if the next Laker win, they clinch the number one seed. It will be interesting to see the Lakers against the Portland Trail Blazers in round one. I would pay money to see that. That's going to be interesting to see that type of series. It's going to really be interesting to see those second round series, depending on where Houston and Dallas and OKC land. Where would they land? Would that be a 4-5 game? Will we be looking at a 4-5 game of OKC versus Houston? Can you imagine that series? I can't wait to see what happens with that. It's going to be interesting. You don't know what's going to happen with Denver. You don't really understand what's going on with the Denver Nuggets. And so they're an enigma to me. I don't know if they're even a contender. We have to see. I know everybody's back. I know Jokic is back. I know all of those players. I know what you're saying. But it's hard to find a reason to put Denver up in the conversation of who can defend, who can contend, for a title. Over in the East, it's really about three teams in the East. Real talk, it's only about three teams. The Milwaukee Bucks, the Boston Celtics, and the Toronto Raptors. It's really only about three teams over there. Philadelphia is a pretender. We don't even have to talk about any. I know there are other teams playing over there, but I can't tell you who they are because they really don't make a difference. I mean, you look at the standings right now. You have in the East, 8-1. The Nets right now hold the 8th spot. Then the Orlando Magic. The Philadelphia 76ers are sitting right there in 6. The Indiana Pacers are at 5. Miami's at 4, Boston's at 3, Toronto's at 2, and Milwaukee's at 1. So let's say they stay right where they are. Let's say that because all it takes is one win by Brooklyn, and Brooklyn has clinched that 8th seed. So let's just say that we're going to, for conversation's sake, we're going to say that Milwaukee plays Brooklyn round 1, Toronto plays Orlando, Boston plays Philadelphia, Miami plays Indiana. That 3-6 and 4-5 series are going to be something to behold. It's going to be something to behold because I want to see what happens with the Miami Heat. I'm not quite sure what's going to happen with that team. It's Jimmy Butler time, and we got to see what's going to happen. They do have Andre Iguodala. They do have an interesting group of players down there with their young boy, Tyler Hero. They have an interesting Bam Adebayo. They have some interesting players, but I'm still thinking that it's going to come down to Milwaukee, Toronto, and Boston. And right now, oh man, it's that. Don't count out the Toronto Raptors going back to the NBA Finals to contend for a back to back. In the West is still wide open, man. Sacramento, New Orleans, Portland, and San Antonio are all sitting there 3 games or less out of the 8th spot. And you know there's a play-in game if that 9th team is within 4 of the 8th team. Right now, Memphis has not even clinched a playoff spot. 1 through 7 is clinched. Los Angeles Clippers, Los Angeles Lakers, the Nuggets, not in necessary order, the Rockets, the Jazz, the Thunder, and the Mavericks have all clinched spots in the playoffs they are in. They are in. However, anything can happen right now. You got the Memphis Grizzlies sitting there in the 8th spot, but they're 2 games ahead of San Antonio. They're 2.5 games ahead of Portland. They're 3.5 games ahead of the Pelicans and also 3.5 games ahead of the Kings. Anything can happen. Memphis has to come on and get with it, or they may be on the outside looking in at the playoffs. Sneaky San Antonio Spurs, sneaky Portland Trail Blazers. Both of those teams would give the Lakers some fits going into the first round of the playoffs. I don't think the Lakers would like to play either one of those teams. They're hoping that Memphis holds on so they can kind of take a break in that first round, because if they play San Antonio or they play Portland, they know what they're going to get coming in. I don't think Pelicans and the Kings or the Suns really have a shot at making the playoffs, but I'm glad they're down there. It's good for these kids to have this playoff-type atmosphere. So there we are. There you have it. There's what we're looking at with the NBA. So by this time next week, we will have playoff seedings in the NBA. We will also know what's going on as far as baseball. Is baseball going to continue to play? We're going to know what's going on with the NFL more deeply. Will they be moving to a more bubble-like atmosphere, moving some of their games to central locations? We're going to find out what happens with all of those things. I hope the season continues because in baseball, I want to make sure I get this love. There's a milestone that's soon to be touched again by one of the greatest to ever to play, Domain. Albert Pujols, formerly of the St. Louis Cardinals, now with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. He is 5 home runs away from 700 from Willie Mays. 5 home runs away. One of the worst things that ever happened in St. Louis sports was the St. Louis Cardinals allowing Albert Pujols to leave. They should have kept him at all costs. They allowed him to leave. Hopefully, some way, somehow, he can come back and finish his career here in St. Louis. But his contract may preclude him from doing that. Going into the Hall of Fame as an Angel and not as a Cardinal is a travesty. But we have nobody to blame here in St. Louis but John Mozeliak and the ownership of the St. Louis Cardinals. But I don't even want to get on that right now. But shout out to Albert Pujols. Be looking for him to break that record soon if baseball keeps playing. If not, that's something to look forward to next season. So we have those things that we're going to be looking forward to next show. Listen, if you've loved the show, if you like what I'm doing here, Thank you for listening. You can reach me at Seven Music and Sports, S-E-V-E-N, Music and Sports at gmail.com. If you have some interesting information or something you want to go back and forth with me and ask me some questions, you can also hit us up on Twitter. You can hit us up at Musician Al. You can also hit us up on any other social media. We love for you to talk back to us. We're glad that you join us. We're glad that you're listening. Make sure you download it. And if you like the show, share it with your friends. Share it on your social media. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, we also have www.alaricanderson.net for exclusive content. You can get this show and all the other shows that are part of the Great Seven Media family. So thank you for listening. We really appreciate you. Look forward to speaking with you next week. Until next week, next Monday, we'll talk to you again. God bless.